Good morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. This week, we're talking with Dr. James Nace, an orthopedic surgeon with the Reuben Institute for Advanced Orthopedics, and we're here to talk about the topic of hip and knee osteoarthritis. I know it's a big issue. Dr. Nace, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So how common is this? And which is more common, by the way, hip or knee?
Knee pain is definitely more common. I'd say aside from low back pain, which 95% of the American community probably has low back pain at some time, knee and hip pain are probably the second and third most common ailments that we see.
Yeah, you were saying too, you're seeing it in younger and younger patients these days too, right?
So my specialty is hip and knee replacement. However, our normal average hip and knee replacement patient was maybe 70, 75 years old. I'd say it's getting down closer to 55 now. So it's definitely getting, the age is younger, people are more active, and unfortunately we have an obesity epidemic too that plays a factor in that.
Putting more stress on the joints, I guess, and the knees. What exactly is osteoarthritis, and do hip and knee replacements usually come because of osteoarthritis?
Yes, there's different kinds of arthritis. So osteoarthritis is basically a degeneration of the cartilage. The cartilage is a nice slippery surface that covers all our bones. So when the bones rub together, the joint rubs back and forth. It's a nice low friction system, which doesn't cause pain. However, just like the macadam outside can start to wear after you have a lot of truck traffic, the cartilage can wear thin as well. Once that cartilage wears thin and wears out, you actually have bone on bone. So it's almost like the unpaved surfaces running on unpaved surfaces. And that is the basics of osteoarthritis. It's just basically wearing of the slippery surface overlying the bones. Rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune diseases, that's a whole different thing. But we don't do too many replacements for that anymore because we have a lot of good disease-modifying drugs that are taking care of a lot of the autoimmune diseases. So mostly osteoarthritis.
I think we all know the answer to this question because I almost think that everybody has somebody they know who's had a replacement or has a bad hip or a bad knee. But talk about the effect it has on a person's quality of life. And the first thing that comes to my mind is when it gets severe is pain.
Yeah, pain's a bad thing, but when you can't do the activities that you enjoy doing, it may even be in going for a walk, watching your kids play sports. They're the things that can really affect your life. It's an achiness, a stiffness that you feel in your joints. When you first get up, you kind of feel like you have a hiccup in your step, and then you walk a little bit, and it feels like it's loosening a little bit. That's common symptoms from osteoarthritis, the achiness, the toothache, the stiffness if you've been sitting too long. And that can certainly affect all your activities, whether you like to play a sport, doubles tennis, or if you just like to go for a walk.
Play with your grandkids or your kids for that
exactly.
matter. At what point, though, do you seek medical treatment? A lot of people live with this for a long time, I would imagine.
Sure. I mean, there's simple things you can do initially if you can take Tylenol or anti-inflammatories. But if it persists for over, a month or so, and it's not just a strain of your knee, I would seek medical treatment if it's persistent and it doesn't respond to the easy things that you could do.
So where do you, as a surgeon, come into play with all of this?
So typically once people have seen their primary care doctor, they've tried to take some medicines, they're still having the pain, they end up getting referred to me, and that's when we'll take an x-ray and do the workup and really try to see how bad their arthritis is. Or maybe it's a completely different thing. Maybe it's a ligament strain or a collateral ligament, ACL tear, those things that you hear as well. So that's when we do the workup. And I think if people go on too long, weeks with pain, they really should seek some kind of medical treatment.
When does surgery become the best option?
And that's the key question to the whole thing. And it's very patient specific. So I think the surgeon and the patient have to get together and have a sit down talk and really say, how bad is your lifestyle? How much is your arthritis affecting your life? And once we've tried, there's plenty of conservative measures that we can try. And once we've exhausted all those, that's when surgery comes into play.
And what is special about the Reuben Institute?
So the Reuben Institute is actually a gem we have right here in our backyard at Sinai Hospital. We do more orthopedic research than anyone in the state of Maryland, and almost second or third or fourth in the country. So we're at the leading edge of the latest technology in orthopedics. We're doing our own research on cartilage restoration. And we see a lot of very difficult problems. People that have had replacements before end up coming over to the Rubin because we do have a focus on complex revisions and difficult problems that no one else can fix. So we certainly can take care of the whole gamut from early to complex.
All right, great. Dr. Nace, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
If you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Nace or to find a LifeBridge Health Rubin Institute for Advanced Orthopedic Specialists near you, just call this number, 410-601-WELL. That's 410-601-WELL. Or visit lifebridgehealth.org/RIAO. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.